Logan Paul denies scamming fans, threatens to sue YouTuber who exposed crypto's NFT scheme. By Lucas Nolan on January 5, 2023. YouTube star Logan Paul has denied recent allegations made by fellow YouTuber Stephen Coffey Zilliff and Dyson that he scammed buyers of his crypto's NFT project and never planned to deliver the promised game. Paul has threatened to sue Finn Dyson for defamation over his videos exposing the extent of the CryptoZoo fiasco. Decrypt reports that Logan Paul, the controversial YouTube star, has denied allegations made by fellow YouTuber CoffeeZilla that Paul's cryptocurrency game, CryptoZoo, is a scam. Paul has said he plans to sue CoffeeZilla, whose real name is Stephen Finn Dyson, for defamation. CoffeeZilla posted a multi-part video series exposing Paul's CryptoZoo scheme that have been viewed millions of times. CryptoZoo launched on the Binance Smart Chain in 2021 and allowed users to buy eggs, which could supposedly hatch into hybrid animals that can yield passive income in the form of the Zoo crypto token. However, the value of the Zoo token has fallen by approximately 89% in the past year, according to PancakeSwap data. Finn Dyson has spoken with six individuals who claim to have lost thousands of dollars each on CryptoZoo purchases, totaling almost $600,000. In a video published on Tuesday, Paul denied scamming his followers through CryptoZoo and called Finn Dyson's allegations deeply unethical, dangerously misleading, and illegal. He also accused Finn Dyson of publishing the allegations fully knowing I was innocent and twisting facts. To succeed in a defamation case as a public figure, Paul would need to prove actual malice or that Finn Dyson published the allegations with a reckless disregard for the truth. However, Paul did agree with Finn Dyson's assessment of former CryptoZoo employee Eddie Ibanez, who Paul claims is currently being investigated by a higher authority. He also disputed Finn Dyson's interview with former CryptoZoo engineer Zach Kelling, who claimed to have had a team of 30 engineers working on the project for $50,000 a week without pay. Paul says that Kelling only had three engineers. Despite Paul's denial of the allegations and plans to take legal action, CryptoZoo's social media presence has been inactive since May 2022, leading to speculation that the project has been abandoned. However, Paul insists that CryptoZoo is coming and that he will make damn sure of it. Read more at Decrypt here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.